Thanks, Eric. Great to be with you guys this morning. So Mark asked me about a month ago to come up and share the vision that we have for our youth and children's ministries with all of you. And when it comes to creating a vision for these ministries, I didn't want to be the only voice that said something on this matter, especially because I'm new to this church. I wanted to get opinions from other people. So I talked to the youth and I talked to the children, and I asked them what they want from our church. And we wrote down a short list of demands from them, and I have that list here. Just kidding, these are all blank, so don't worry. But I did talk to the youth and I talked to the parents about the future of these ministries and kind of came up with a summary of what I wanted to share with you guys today. And the biggest thing that came up when we talked about it is we said we wanted ministries in which the youth and children can't stop talking about them. Something that they look forward to every week because it becomes the best part of their week, where they aren't asking their parents if they have to go, but instead are begging their parents to let them go. A fruitful, life-changing ministry in which we make disciples of both youth and the children so they can go out and transform the world for the sake of Christ. And so I try to come up with some specifics. You know, what does that look like practically for us to do something like that? And this is what I came up with. I said, we do this by cultivating a welcoming, safe, and fun environment where our youth and children can grow in their relationships with Jesus and with others. And so one of the big ones we're focusing on now is we want to create a safe environment for the youth and children where they can feel loved, where they can feel accepted, and where they can feel appreciated. And one of the ways we're doing that now is we're trying to teach them hospitality, teach the youth hospitality. So we're trying to create the friendliest, most welcoming environment that we can for our youth group. And to do that, we're teaching them very practical skills so that when anyone new or regular comes to youth group, they always feel like family. And I think another way we can do this is by giving them time for fun and for fellowship with friends. A lot of times, that's what they come for. They come to have fun, they come to eat the delicious food, or they come to just hang out with their friends. And so we want to give them that as well. And the last thing, and one of the most important things, is we want to make sure that they're discipled, that there's discipleship, whether through Bible study, whether through worship, through preaching, and especially through small groups. And so those are kind of specific, more practical things that we're trying to do for both ministries. And so in the future, one of the things that I hope for us to focus on is the nature of God and our purpose in life. So we can teach them how they can love God even more and how to make disciples of all nations. And one of the things that Mark had mentioned to me that he felt like was also important is just the practical sense of we have a lot of youth and children that are growing up in a difficult time where they're bombarded by influences, whether culturally or at school or through entertainment, whatever. And some of those can be very negative influences. And so we want to be able to teach them how they can make godly decisions and how they can go to God's word and go to other people for help as to what they should do when they're influenced negatively by other people or other things. And I firmly believe that when we accomplish all these things, when we give them what they love, they won't stop talking about it. So much so that it'll just pour out of them. It'll overflow in every aspect of their lives. And their friends will get sick and tired of hearing about what God is doing here and what happens at youth group and what happens at children's ministries. And they'll say, fine, I'll come. I'll see what's going on. I'll be a part of that. And they'll fall in love with it too when they come. So that was kind of a brief overview of the vision for what we're looking for next year. And so I wanted to jump in specifics. I wasn't sure if everyone is super familiar with the youth group and the children's ministry and what happens. So I'll just list a few things to kind of give a brief overview of what I'm planning for next year. So for the youth group, every week, we usually try to have Sunday school in the morning and youth group at night, which is from 4 to 6. And for the rest of the year, the big things that we're trying to do is we're going to have a spring and a fall retreat. And we're also going to hope to go on an international mission trip for the high school students and a national or local mission trip for the middle school students. So we're already trying to plan for that and prepare for everything that we can for that. I know specifically for me, in my experience in ministry, there's nothing that brings the youth stronger together as a community, and there's nothing that challenges and grows their faith more than when it comes to retreats and to mission trips. And so those are the big ones that I try to focus on. And then for the children, right now we have Sunday school every week, Sunday morning, and we have kids club that we've been doing twice now for the past 2 months. So usually kids club is once a month, and it's very similar to youth group, but just for kids. And then other than that, we're hoping to do VBS next summer, and we're in conversation right now with the parents and some of the church leaders as to what we want the children's ministry to look like for the future. And so also one thing I wanted to do is show you guys, if you're not familiar with the youth and the kids that are at our church, I wanted to share a few photos with you guys so you could see who they are. So this is some of the youth that come regularly to youth group. I think this was taken last week. Smiling faces as we're having fun. And then this was the first youth group we had where I got introduced to the youth and we got to do a cookout and we played kickball together. So this is normally, we usually have about 8 to 10 youth that come every week, and then they've brought a few friends here for this day. And then this is a picture of the kids we had this past time at Kids Club. So we had the regular 5 that we have at our church, and we had a few new ones, the girls in particular, who had gone to our preschool program and heard that we started up Kids Club again and wanted to come back and be involved. And so it was a great time having... we went from 3 the first time to 8 the second time, so it was a great time, you know, getting to have all these kids kind of be around and be involved in what we were doing. So if you haven't met the youth or children, if you haven't talked to them much, that kind of gives you a face to the ones that I'm talking about. And so lastly, in my time up here today, I wanted to share just kind of the needs of the youth and children's ministries. And so one of my goals is I want the youth and children's ministries to be a natural part of our church. I never want it to be something separate, something divided, something that the youth are over there and we're over here and we're going to kind of keep it that way. And so I wanted to list some of the things that you guys can do to be involved because we want you guys to be a part of this and to be as involved as you would want to be. And so since we're talking about stewardship and finances, your generosity always helps these ministries to thrive. It's because of your generosity that we're able to do the fun things and the great things that we get to do or want to do, such as the mission trips next year. Part of the church budget goes towards paying for the mission trips and supporting the youth and sending them out to make disciples of all nations wherever we go. Part of your donations goes towards paying for the fun things we do, like we're going to have a Christmas party coming up, and we'll have a lock-in coming up if you haven't heard. And the fun things we'll get to do there, where we get to invite our friends to these fun things we do, and you guys get to be a part of that. Another way that you guys can be involved is your moral support for youth and children's ministries. Whether it's getting to know the youth and children on a Sunday morning like this, going up and talking to them, or just letting them know about how excited you are that they're here and a part of our church. We always love for you guys to be vocally supportive of everything that we're doing. And if you're not, you're welcome to come talk to me, and we can see what we can do about that. Specifically, if you'd like to help out, we're always in need of dinners for the youth group, so we usually feed them every Sunday. So for the fall, thankfully, you guys have covered all of our meals, which is awesome. But for the spring, we're going to have sign-ups pretty soon for you guys to be able to sign up and support us in that way. And as always, if you'd ever love to volunteer for the youth group, whether it's a one-time thing every week, once a month, once a year, whatever, you're always welcome to come talk to me, and I can see where there's a need where we can fit you in. Because we do have regular youth leaders that are involved to help out with us and be small group leaders. But other than that, you know, it could be a retreat, it could be a mission trip, it could be a service project. You're always welcome to help out with that. And Kids Club as well. We always need people to come help out with that. And the last one is prayer. You guys can be praying for our youth and children's ministries. We always want everything we do to be soaked up in prayer. For God to be leading us and to be guiding us and to be with us and a part of what we're doing. And so I'm excited because Mark talked about how in a year from now, I'm going to be back up here sharing the vision for 2020. And it excites me to think about what's going to happen between now and then. What is God going to do in and through our church and through our youth and through our children? Where are they going to be in a year? How will they have grown? What will they have done? It'd be exciting to be back up here. And instead of sharing the future and what's going to happen, hopefully I can share the stories from this year and everything God is going to do in and through them. So thank you guys for listening to me today. Thank you for your time, and thank you for the youth and children's ministries that we get to have.